It feels like we barely began July. How could it already be the 20th, Jason Cans?
I don't know. It seems like the months just fly by more and more quickly as I get older.
One of my remembrances is my grandfather, my maternal grandfather, Wendell, immigrated over to this country. Do I say immigrated or emigrated? He came at 17.
You said immigrated.
Immigrated. Yeah, he was 17 years old. Anyhow, one of the a handful of memories of him since he passed when I was 10. But I mean, I remember this time we were out. I don't know. It was a summer day with my grandma, and he was just like, "The older you get, the faster life goes by," and it's true.
Yeah. Although as a kid, I think it felt sometimes like the summer went quickly.
Yeah. But those were the days, huh? Being a kid in the summer.
They were.
Yeah.
Carefree. Mm-hmm. Spending the day outside all day.
Yeah. Well, congratulations.
On?
Yeah, you were supposed to say what? Your book, Letters to the Beloved, made it glamping with the Johnsons.
Yeah, I saw that. I saw that it was, I'm like, you know, you try to pack light when you go camping, and Donna still managed to bring along my huge book. And I thought, wow, that's a premium place when you go out camping like that.
You made it to a hospital room with our friend Jerome in the past, and here you are glamping. She calls it glamping. And I said this morning, I'm like, hey, Letters of the Beloved made it on a camping trip. And she already this morning said, yep. So there we go. All right.
Yeah, that's exciting.
Donna's a faithful listener to the best 5 minutes of the day. And you know they're the faithful listeners like her or Jennifer I met the other day, and they're like, hey, if I miss, I catch the podcast. So it is always there, and as much as possible, unless we have a technical difficulty, we bat lead off in that regard. So,
excellent.
All right. I told my wife we're giving you this personality quiz on the radio. I said, she's like, why? I'm like, because we're trying to understand him. It's a science project.
Did she say he's a mystery wrapped up in an enigma?
sounds like a breakfast treat. So,
yes.
All right, here we go. Let's maybe we can knock out three or four of these today. All right. In trying circumstances, are you sometimes A, too unsympathetic, or B, too sympathetic?
Probably too sympathetic, if there is such a thing.
Yeah. 48. Do you tend to choose A, rather carefully, or B, somewhat impulsively?
Rather carefully.
49. Are you inclined to be more A, hurried than leisurely, or leisurely than hurried?
Probably hurried than leisurely.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm totally B. All right. 50. At work, do you tend to A, be sociable with your colleagues, or B, keep more to yourself?
I think I tend to be sociable with my colleagues.
Yeah. Very good. Yeah. All right. We knocked off four of them today. So we got like 19 questions to go. You can do this.
We're getting there.
Yeah, 19, 20, I don't know.
The big reveal.
I guess we've done 50, so you got 20 to go. All right, so so we'll start doing four a day. That'll knock it off in 5 days, and then that would mean a week from Friday we could explain you to everybody.
I suppose. That
it's
sounds good.
It's going to take a while to do. You know, it's going back to
unpack it.
When Desi said, Lucy, you got some splaining to do. So, all right. Hey, my daughter Grace is back in America.
I didn't know that. That's exciting.
Yeah.
I'm sure as a parent, having your kids stateside is a good and exciting thing.
Such a world traveler.
Yeah.
She's going to totally...
To be able to hear about her experiences,
She's going
to
totally rub it in about all the countries she's been in that none of us have been to, so...
Yeah, I would if I were her.
She will. All right. All right, actually, now people might wonder. We haven't seen her yet. She flew into Chicago. Her very good friend picked her up in Chicago, and so she's in Madison until we see her on Friday. So, all right,
very good.
Sermon on the Mount this morning, and Matthew 6:11 is what we got today.
Yep, and it's pretty brief. It says, "Give us today the food we need."
That is short. All right. In Letters to the Beloved, the devotional commentary that is seen glamping in Donna Johnson's Facebook picture, Jason writes, Jesus prayed for daily bread. It is good to pray for your needs. I could have created you without the need for food, water, sleep, shelter, or relationship. but I made you with genuine physical, relational, and spiritual needs. I love to give these things to you, and I love when we can talk about them together. So come and ask. I delight in being your provider. Thoughts?
Yeah, I think just, again, that reminder that God didn't need to create us to need anything. But because God is a relational God, he did create us with these needs and just delights in fulfilling them. You know, I think it's good to remember that and that it's good for us to go and ask God when those things show up.
So how did you take that short little sentence and turn that into what you did?
Well, it can be wordy, I think, is part of it. You know, I think it's, okay, what is, sitting with that, okay, give us today our daily bread, okay, what does that mean? You know, I think it's, for me, that's the question that comes up with it.
And yeah.
Really trying to press in, listen to the Spirit, what are you saying here? Mm-hmm. And I think that's really, okay, if we think about a loving relational God, how do we understand a verse like, give us today our daily bread?
Right.
No. So that's, I think, why I came up with that.
Plus, another good answer you can use in the future on me is, because that's the Bible, and what I wrote is a devotional commentary.
Right. Yes, that answer.
There you go. Thanks, Jason. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Good morning, WWID personnel. My name is Ron, and I turned 62 years old today. I've been listening to WWIB for many years. You guys are a great Christian radio station, and I am truly blessed to have the opportunity to listen to you on my 62nd birthday today. I used to work in radio myself, so I know a quality radio station, especially a Christian radio station. Awesome. Thank you for being there for all of us. Have a great day.
Thank you, Ron. Happy birthday. What a kind message, and what a great way to start birthdays here on your birthday, Ron. Wib Ertle Wednesday begins right now. 723-2555, a five-letter word we've chosen. You call up, guess a letter. If you're correct, we'll let you know where it is in the word, and you get to keep going. In part of our unique rules are, only once in the morning do you get a chance to guess the word. If you're wrong, yeah, try again next week.
And again, it's a Win It Wednesday here on WWIB on the Wib Wake Up Show, and we have for you 2 Micon Cinemas movie passes, and wouldn't that feel good? Again, it's been a warm week. Get into the air conditioning. Some great movies out there right now. The number to call is 715-723-2555. I think we have someone who's ready to play already.
Yeah, Al, our winner last week in Withy, one of 7 people who's won on Wib Ertle Wednesday.
Well, let's go here. Good morning, WWIB, the Wib Wake Up Show with Caleb and Havel on a Wib Ertle Wednesday. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Vicky from Eau Claire.
All right, Vicky from Eau Claire, you know the drill. Go ahead and guess a letter.
R as in Robert.
R as in Robert.
There is an R right in the middle of the word, Vicky.
We're off to a great start. Guess again.
T as in Thomas.
T as in Thomas.
Uh-uh.
Afraid not. And I know you're a smart player, Vicky, so I'm guessing you're going to wait to try and guess the word since you only get the one guess. All right, call us back. 715-723-2555. Yes. Let's go here. Good morning, WWIB. It's the Wib Wake Up Show. What's your name? Where are you calling from today?
Good morning. This is Penny from Chippewa Falls.
Hey, Penny from Chippewa Falls. Go ahead and guess. We have one letter identified so far. It's an R right in the middle of the word.
Okay, let's go with A as in apple.
A as in apple.
Great vowel, not in the word.
Not in the word. Call us back, Penny. Try again. 715-723-2555. I believe Vicky's back in to guess again. Go ahead.
E as in Edward.
E as in Edward.
Another great choice, but not in there.
All right, we've eliminated 2 of the vowels already.
Yeah. 723-2555. We've heard from Vicky. You heard from Penny. Where are the guys? 723-2555. Brian kind of waits in the weeds in Oliva sometimes, and then he just shows up, you know?
Yeah, what's Brian, a 4-time champion now?
He is, yeah. He and Sherry and Bloomer.
All right, well, good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Sherry from Bloomer.
This is Sherry from Bloomer. Dun, dun,
dun. She wants to be a 5-timer.
All right, let's do it, Sherry. Go ahead.
How about S?
S is in Sam?
Yes.
Yes.
Good job.
That's the first letter.
There you go. All right. 2 of the 5. Go ahead, Sherry.
How about U?
U.
Good job.
You are correct.
That is the 4th letter. We've got S blank, R U blank.
What do you think, Sherry?
Thinking.
You've been on a hot streak.
Vicky's waiting right behind you. I can see on the phone line. Vicky wants to jump back in on this if Sherry gives up the hot seat.
I'm stumped.
We have S blank. Well, go ahead, Mark. I'm losing
S
track.
S blank R U blank.
All right.
So with the second and the fifth letter, we need something.
40% of the word remaining.
How about the letter P?
How about the letter P?
Good job.
How about you're right?
You've got 4 out of the 5, Sherry.
That's the last letter, so it's S blank R U P.
Is it Y?
Is it Y?
Good job.
Why, you are correct. What's the word up there, Sherry?
Syrup.
Yes.
She's a 5-time champ.
Congratulations, Sherry from Bloomer. You know how the game is played, and we're sending you to the movies at Micon Cinemas.
Thank you.
Well done. Yes, syrup, or some might call it syrup. Whatever you call it, make sure you get the maple variety and put it on pancakes and ice cream as well. That's probably why it's on our mind, Halvo.
She has. It's been a few weeks since she won, so she came through today.
It's been warm this week, but not as warm here as in other parts of the country.
No, Arizona, in fact, Phoenix was at least 109 yesterday, but there's one silver lining, scrumptious cheeseburgers that a TikToker was able to cook up in 3 hours by using, yes, Caleb, the dashboard of his scorching hot car as an oven.
That is crazy. Now, my brother tried this the other day in Minnesota when it was really, really hot there. And again, we're not talking 109 degrees, but he made cookies on the dashboard of his car. And they did get baked. He used pre-made cookie dough, and they did get baked. They were a little crispy, a little crunchy, but they did get baked. But, I mean, we're talking red meat. It really has to be hot to cook that through.
Yeah, this TikToker did 2 TikToks. In the first, he shows us the first stage of the process, prepping the burgers, putting them on a sheet pan, putting them on his dash, and in the follow-up, he reveals the cooked burgers.
Is that something that you would ever try? I mean, I've heard about, it's hot enough to fry an egg on the sidewalk.
Right.
Would you try something with red meat and just see if it...
I guess. Why not?
I would use the meat thermometer for sure.
Yeah.
Just to
good
make
idea.
Sure.
Way to be safe. All right. So earlier this morning, for the early listeners, way long ago in the 6 o'clock hour, I mentioned that around 6:45, that today in history, back in 1973, the great martial artist Bruce Lee had died on this day at the age of 32, and they had died of, I had said, a brain edema, because it's spelled E-D-E-M-A. It did occur to me, possibly it's edema, which it turns out that's what you said, but a listener called Sarah, and she's like, you made me laugh because you said he died of a brain enema, and I know what a brain enema in the brain, opposite ends, so.
Yeah. But I mean, again, it's one of those things that sometimes when you're live, you don't always look to pronounce, and we probably should, but we don't always look to pronounce things, and we just kind of bowl and shine and shop our way through it. Yeah,
a lot of times.
Yeah.
Trust me, you're flying solo at 6:45 in the morning, so you do the best you can, always. But we do have a list of other names that are challenging in terms of pronunciation. Shall we try them?
Yes, and here's the thing. We have glanced at this list, but for some of them that we had questions on, we did not go to Google or anything to try and figure out how to pronounce them. So we're just going to, again, just pull our way through this and see how many of these we know how to pronounce. So in a survey.
Having already stepped in it this morning and hearing from, I think I'm going to shy away from 2.
In a survey, people said they don't know how to pronounce these words, and we are going to try to pronounce them.
Very good. The first one I'll take is vehemently.
Absolutely agree. Vehemently.
Yes. Okay.
The next is anesthetist.
Right. Challenging spelling word, right?
Yes, not easy.
I think you got that one. This third one, I think we can do it. Rural.
Yeah. I mean, if you try and say rural juror several times fast, that's difficult. But
you
rural,
got the R-U-R, and that's a little challenging.
Other words that people say, hey, I don't know how to pronounce that. And maybe it looks more challenging when you just look at it. Read affidavit. Pretty sure that's the correct one for that one.
I think
one.
It is. Now, this is a tougher one. This is more like a black diamond here. So, I don't know.
It's the sauce.
I know.
It's the sauce.
It is the sauce. And I think, don't we have a jingle that actually...
I know. I was trying to find that.
Worcestershire?
Worcestershire sauce?
Yeah.
I don't think it's Worcestershire.
No.
I think it's Worcestershire.
Right.
This one, so I think you don't want to jump on
this one.
I'm going to try haute couture.
Okay. That's a pretty good attempt.
Maybe. Yeah.
That one's a little different.
Yeah. And then the other one is... like a berry,
uh-huh.
And I think it's I think it's acai or acai.
Okay.
Or acai.
A-C-A-I. But A-C-A-I. It looks like the C has
I think, yeah.
Right.
I think it's acai or acai. Okay. I should know that.
I'll take a couple. You got enunciate with an E. So enunciate, I guess.
Enunciate.
Right? And go ahead. You can take the next one.
The next one, again, this is from a survey of words that people say, I don't know how to pronounce it. When they're reading it, maybe they recognize it when they hear it. Respite.
Yeah.
R-E-S-P-I-T, respite.
You think of the animal, the not the book that Rick Warren wrote, Purpose-Driven Life.
Porpoise.
It's porpoise.
I'd read that book, Rick.
Yeah, yeah. P-O-R-P-O-I-S-E. Challenging.
Yes. And then the final one, words in a survey, people said, I just don't know how to pronounce that when seeing it written out. C-H-A-G-R-I-N. I suppose we should have spelled some of these. Chagrin.
Chagrin.
Pretty sure that's right as well.
There you go. Some challenging ones.
Hopefully we got most of those right. Correct us on the Wib Listener line. We know you will.